Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about how to take more control of your pricing, so custom strategies and automations in Profit Protector Pro. So you might think, oh, this is a bit confusing, isn't the point of Profit Protector Pro that it takes control of your pricing? So not only does it dramatically reduce the time you spend on your pricing, but it also makes more profit than you could doing it yourself. So why would you then want to take more control of your pricing? So for the majority of sellers repricing with Profit Protector Pro, this is 100% true. The peace of mind that a repricer with the algorithmic power it has is really comforting and profitable. Some sellers, though, kind of fancy themselves as kind of amateur coders or fancy their chances of beating the algorithms. Others have a listing or two that just aren't doing what they think it can. And there are even users who want to do even less work on their pricing. So Profit Protector Pro needs to cater to the needs of all sellers. So for those that think they need something bespoke, it's got their back. The custom strategies and automations features in reality are more than a feature. They're effectively standalone pieces of software that sit within Profit Protector Pro. So are they going to work for you? We think there's something for everyone in them. Custom strategies could revitalize stale listings. So think about, do all your listings perform perfectly? Are you 100% happy with your entire inventory and the sales and profit that you're making on them? I'll take a punt and suggest not, because I'm sure there's always something that you think you could improve on or make better. So Amazon is a challenging market at times. If you don't have a great repricer, then it's even more of a challenge all of the time. So even with Profit Protector Pro, there will be times when a listing or two need a bit of a new approach. There might be an influx of sellers. You might have a couple of those pesky penny under competitors, or even Amazon themselves being over competitive about things. So Profit Protector Pro's algorithmic strategies meets the needs of all sellers, but by all means you can add your own to your list. So with the right mins and maxes, we think there aren't going to be many listings that at least a couple of our algorithmic strategies will succeed with, but on the odd occasion, changing strategy might not be enough to meet your target. It's not kind of an egotistical thing to think that Profit Protector Pro knows it all. If you want to give it a go yourself, be our guest. The developers are all over the algorithms in PPP and are always working on another one to squeeze into the lineup, not to mention working on the current ones to keep them on their toes and make sure they're doing exactly what they should be. But they were really interested to see what the sellers themselves could do given the right tools. So after a handful of users requested it, the custom strategies feature came about to enable them to set their own conditions for the AI to work to. So their wish was Profit Protector Pro's command. So now they are designing their own algorithmic strategies, and so can you. So it wasn't that they thought they could kind of do better than Profit Protector Pro, but that they thought they had the odd listing that needed a little tweak because they were particularly tricky. So in some cases, listings had a big mix of competitive MF and FBA sellers and needed to compete with both. There might have been a strong used market for an ASIN, or that they wanted to use their own specific criteria to dictate the movement of price. Other listings were just a little stale and the sellers thought a different approach might revitalise them. There's a lot you can customise within the custom strategies feature, giving you more control over pricing. More control doesn't always mean more success, as our AI works faster and smarter than any human brain or keyboard skills can. But what you will get is an insight into how many conditions an algorithm has to consider at lightning speed, as well as getting to add a little of your own creativity to your repricing. So then for a question that a lot of you might be thinking, won't I be risking losing profit if I don't use the Profit Protector Pro strategies? So one of the kind of lures of Profit Protector Pro is it's much safer than trying to manually price, not just because the algorithmic strategies will work faster and make sales and profit more effectively, but also because of the safeguards that you put in place with your minimums and your maximums. You're also able to pick how aggressively it prices, so can control the profit that you might sacrifice in order to get a sale. So can you be trusted to take more control of your pricing? A doubt raised by a few when we launched custom strategies, and I think it's fair enough, but you don't need to worry about it. So whilst all the conditions we give the AI to work with are available to you to tinker with, there's a powerful wizard that will help you set it up safely. A custom strategy will always be anchored by your minimums and maximums anyway, so those will still be your safety net. No matter how wacky you set your custom strategy up to be, the minimum and maximums will dictate how high or low it can price. Unless you change those, you still decide the most profit that you put at risk. A click on new custom strategy and the wizard will load, walking you through your new strategy conditions. The strategy will then work within your set min and max and use those as reference points alongside competing prices to price according to your instructions. So creating a new strategy is effectively designing your own algorithm, but without the really complicated coding. Obviously, it's a bit of a simplified version. An algorithm is, at its most basic, a series of commands or instructions that create a result at the end of them. Almost any action has occurred thanks to an algorithm. The brain is completing multiple algorithms every single second. Yes, you can build a super aggressive algorithm in the wizard that could sit at a really low price, whether purposely or by accident, but it will still only work within your min and your max settings. They will dictate how low or high your price can go, regardless of the strategy you choose. Additionally, like all strategies on PPP, it's very easy to turn an algorithm on or off or change it. The custom strategies that you design will sit in the same drop-down as all of the other strategies, so you can pick and choose when you use them. And you can also just use the on-off switch on the listing in your inventory. Remember, obviously, that that stops all repricing. So another common question related to this is, how do I choose the right strategy conditions? So it won't take long into creating a new strategy before you realize how many different factors that PPP's AI has to consider for every algorithmic strategy. There are a lot of things to consider, and you can create quite complex instructions, which is why the wizard is there to help you, why it's there in place to simplify building that algorithm. What conditions and instructions you choose to employ will depend on your business strategy and often on a specific listing, because that might be why you've chosen to create your custom strategy in the first place. There's no limit to the number of custom strategies you can set up, and many sellers will use it to design ones for specific listings, as I said. The wizard works from right to left and has multiple combinations of instructions for multiple scenarios. Some of the reasons that you might want to employ a custom strategy are things like wanting to reprice against different types of seller, so FBA, MF, or maybe both. Change of tactic if the buy box is or becomes suppressed. You might want to dictate when a price goes to the min or max or a certain ROI or profit level. You might want to go to certain price levels if seller behaviour on the listing changes. Or you might want to react specifically to certain price moves within the listing. The number of combinations is extremely wide ranging, giving you more control over your pricing, but at the speed that Profit Protector Pro's AI works at. It's a little similar to what it was like back in the day when you were struggling along with your manual pricing, but having someone do it for you and a lot quicker. Amazon is a far more dynamic marketplace than most people realize. And once you're in the game and you're selling on there, you can see that every listing behaves in a different way. And there's millions of listings. Profit Protector Pro's algorithmic strategies are more than intelligent enough to manage the scenarios that you might find yourself in. However, we also think you should have the opportunity to dictate to our AI how you want it to work if you think you can do better or you need a bespoke approach. There is a video on how to use the custom strategies within the training video section, so definitely take a look through that and how to get yours set up. We would also love to hear about any of your custom strategies that have worked for you. Now I'm going to talk a bit more about automations. So within custom strategies, there is an option to change strategy at certain times. So after a certain period of time or when certain events occur, we've lifted this from custom strategies to make this accessible to any Profit Protector Pro user, but without having to create a whole new strategy. So it might sound a bit like what custom strategies does, but automations is kind of a dialed down version with a lot of flexibility. They're even simpler to set up, so perfect for single ASINs that you might want to manage a little bit closer. It's a similar process to custom strategies. You just click on new automation in the automations tab to get started. We expect and we've seen that automations is a feature a lot more of our users will adopt, as it gives a little more control, but still uses the power of the strategies already in place. So what the automations feature offers is control over your pricing, what your pricing does in certain conditions and for certain time periods. So if you want a listing to change a strategy or hit a price mark or ROI when specific metrics occur, or for a day or two, then that's for you. You can set it up in the wizard, similar to custom strategies, or there's also a simple flow drop down that's intuitive to the process that the AI will use to engage your automation. Whichever method you choose, Profit Protector Pro sets out the options simply so you won't accidentally tank the price or send your prices too high so it won't make any sales. Any of the algorithmic strategies, including any custom ones that you've created, can be automated at any time. So some of the popular automations we've seen work effectively are things like going super aggressive over the weekend and reverting to a more passive strategy on Monday morning. Change to a more aggressive strategy when there's only a handful of items left in stock. Reverting to a passive strategy when there are more than 10 sellers that have joined the listing. Or moving to a more balanced strategy when seller numbers drop to low single figures. There's an almost unlimited kind of array of combinations, especially using the time scale based ones that can help boost sales or protect your profit or both. So You can also stack automations to dictate how a listing behaves over its lifetime, so you may never have to reprice it again. In fact, you can stack them to create, in effect, an algorithm made up of algorithms. We still recommend using the algorithmic strategies in your automations for the best results, but the whole point of them is to give you the option to take a little or a lot more control over how your pricing behaves. If you prefer to invoke your specific ROI or profit criteria, the options are there for you. You can give each automation a specific name and make sure you keep them saved. Every listing is different, but you never know when a successful automation might work on another tricky one. Again, we have a video in the training videos on how to set up your automations, how to use it. So for the most part, PPP users will make the most profit by utilizing the algorithmic strategies that our developers have painstakingly designed and tweaked over the years, and they'll also find they have the easiest time making the profit that they want. There are users who might fancy the challenge of beating those algorithms, and the custom strategies feature as their chance. Don't really like their chances, as we're super confident that what we have is unbeatable, but let us know. What they are there for, though, is those rogue listings that might need a little more attention if a seller needs to sell quickly or has a particularly unusual set of circumstances. This feature and automation makes Profit Protector Pro a repricer for the people. So use the system when you need it, but take your own path with the protection of the AI when you choose to. Whether you're happy to pick a strategy and let it run, or you're a daily repricing tinkerer, there will be a time that one or both of these will come in extremely useful. You might be just starting out or just found us, or you need a helping hand with your existing reseller business. Either way, join the new free extensive online arbitrage training course that we've created if you head to arbiversity.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.